Jim Brihoni is 69 years old. As a child, he contracted hepatitis C, and then in his early 60s, his liver started failing. He is alive today because several years ago, he received a liver transplant. It was 2:30 in the morning when Carol Sprinkle got the phone call that every parent dreads. Her son Stephen had been in a very serious automobile accident. He'd suffered massive head injuries. When she got to the hospital, the doctors told her that her son Stephen was brain dead. The doctor said, "I know it's a terrible time of grief, but we have a very small window of time. Would you consider donating some of Stephen's organs?" Carol said she never thought about that before, and now in the midst of her worst nightmare, she was having to make a difficult decision. As she stood beside her son crying, the thought suddenly came to her. What if a member of my family was dying of kidney disease or liver failure? What's the decision that I would be praying that they would make for me? Carol said yes to the organ donation, and Jim Brihoni is alive today. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If we all live by that principle in our life, what a difference it would make in our world. That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.